Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace from APM. So, real estate, housing, or better put, a home. There's no small amount of emotion involved when you're buying one. And it's important to know the market you're buying in, of course, but it's just as important to know your realtor. He or she is, after all, the enabler when it comes to getting that dream house, your emotional partner, if everything works out right. So, now, a realtor talking about realtors. Allison Rogers is at DG Neary Realty in Manhattan. She's also a columnist at Time.com. Allison, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, so the past like 5-6 years have been tough, right, as you know, in the real estate market. Has the emotional factor changed since the collapse of the housing market?
Interesting question. All real estate is local, so we really have seen two markets. In Manhattan, where I work, probably in some sections of LA where you are, in San Francisco, in DC, it's still hot. And there's a strong emotional factor of people getting into bidding wars and saying, wait, I read in the paper that there was a housing collapse.
Yeah.
How come I'm in a bidding war? So you have that in the hot urban markets. For people in markets where there really was a collapse, markets like Phoenix or Miami, the emotional factor has been, I really don't want to let go of this house. And darn it, do I really have to take a 30% loss?
So listen, how bad a thing is it to do what I did when I bought my house and say to the realtor, wow, I love this house, I have to have it?
I actually think, and I made this point in the Times story, that the more honest you are with your realtor, the more your realtor can help you.
Oh.
So I think you actually behaved perfectly. Because
good.
If the realtor knows that this is the property for you, then he or she will kill themselves to get it for you.
But don't I then put myself in peril of most obviously overpaying?
Well, the point that I made in the story is that a good, experienced realtor could tell anyway if you were in love.
Yeah, and I'm kind of easy to read anyway, so that's neither here nor there.
Most people are, is the point of the story.
Right. There's an agent in the story who mentions personality types. Let's go through the goods and the bads, right? What's the best kind of person to work with as a person in your profession?
My favorite people to work with, and this is not a type so much as an age group, are the millennials.
Oh.
Because they're so very, very straightforward about what they want and what they need. And they're so direct in their feedback.
Huh.
And as a result, I would lie down on coals to make any of my millennial clients happy.
Wow. All right, well, let's flip the coin then. Who do you, when they walk into your office, who do you go, oh, God, please no?
I'm not sure I've ever successfully closed a deal with an attorney.
I think that says something about attorneys, right? I mean,
sure. Attorneys are, by training, very risk averse, and real estate requires a leap of faith and an assumption of risk that's just not natural to that profession.
So if I am feeling dissatisfied with the person who's helping me with the sale or the purchase of this house, what should I do? I mean, should I just be upfront and say, you know what, it's not working out?
You should be upfront about why it's not working out, give that person a chance to change their behavior, and then, of course, you can fire them.
Hmm.
It's a professional service relationship. One of my sources said it's very much like being a doctor or even a priest. We really think of this as a calling, and we want to help you, and we need to know when you're happy and when you're unhappy.
You know, it's so interesting that you say it's a professional services relationship, which of course it is, and this is not pejorative, of course it is on your end, right? On my end, it's, but this is my house. You know what I mean?
I understand. It's probably the most important financial asset that you have,
mm-hmm.
and it's also the place where you've had Thanksgiving with your four kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both financial and emotional. But on the other hand, we're trying very hard to make you happy because we want to do future deals with you.
Is there a difference in this equation depending on whether you're a buyer or a seller? There must be, right?
I think in general, it's a little harder for buyers because with the explosion of internet data, the choice is now infinite. And buyers can kind of loop almost forever. You know, you can take 2-3 years to buy a property now because there's always new things that pop up on your computer.
Hmm. That would kill me, 2-3 years. I'm like, come on, make a decision, will you?
And that makes you a wonderful client.
Allison, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.